Next up, Southampton, Watford. Watford, one of the surprise, really good teams last season. Yeah. Southampton, like another club in disarray.
Yeah.
They've lost their coach in the offseason. They're losing players left, right, and center, and more players supposedly to lose. But Southampton have been here before. They, a few seasons, they lost their manager and lost players left, right, and center. And, but how can they keep repeating this act of getting, somehow getting good managers and somehow keeping, getting players through their youth system, buying...
It's going to be an interesting thing. I'm pretty sure Southampton, though, may be in more trouble this year because their director of youth, or whatever, who's the one responsible for identifying that youth talent before coming into the top team and helping the top team get cycled through that talent, is being headhunted as well. So if he leaves, that may leave Southampton in quite some disarray.
That is true, but I feel like that is more of a long-term problem for Southampton. Short-term, their youth players are already there. The players he's already identified are at the club. So this season... that might not have as much of an impact.
Might have,
but long term could have a very, very, and medium term as well could have a very.
It could have a bit of a morale issue though.
That's true.
That's been the way that they've been, players that are still there and fans aren't so upset because they know, oh, we've got this guy and he's really good at, we know the next batch is going to be just as good. Sure, they've sold off, but we've made some money, we get the new batch and that's, we're doing well enough. But if he's gone, that might have that morale boost of, oh no, well, this might be the last batch, and then get real nervous.
I feel like
about it.
Southampton may struggle in that relegation zone, but they're not going to be relegated.
You know,
come into the season, we might see them there or thereabouts at that bottom end of the table. And I wouldn't be surprised if they were comfortably mid-table and not...
Yeah, I think probably more likely mid-table. I think they might struggle early on.
Mm.
These early games are going to define their season for them. Either they're going to get some good points on it, and they're never going to really be threatened by the relegation zone, or they're not going to start well, and they're going to be sort of dragged into that relegation battle a little bit. I think they'll still have enough class in their squad to pull away, you know, by February, March. So therefore, the end of the season is not going to be so difficult for them. But I get the feeling that these early season games are going to be what's going to define them.
So, probably. Watford, similar to Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not in London as per se, but they may as well be. And they're an ambitious club owned by owners who have deep pockets, with a new manager who has been there before, knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Watford, they could do very well this season, I believe. Going to Southampton, while I think while Southampton have yet to settle down, this is their opportunity. And I think Walter Mazza is wily enough to like go for it and take those points on offer. So I think Watford might go in and sneak a victory.
Oh, I can see that happening too. I mean, they're keeping Nicolo, which is good. So they got their striker there. There's a good chance for them. Tossing this up in my head. I actually think that Southampton might just keep this.
Oh, okay. So we totally disagree on this one.
Yeah.
We're diametric opposites.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I mean, I don't see Watford not doing well. I think, they'll score goals in this picture there. I just think Southampton they last year they're a bit of disarray. They're losing players. Coach is gone. The administration's a bit in disarray. They've still got the structure, as you say, still got the structure there, still got there. And I think really, as I said, the early games I just don't like normal for most teams, but it's going to be a real defining thing. I think that their players know that enough and they know that they need to start well, and Watford lost a good team with good defence and good attack. Coming to Southampton knows this is a team they can beat and they should beat. And if they want to keep their upper mid-table places, they have to beat. And I think
that's true. Like, Southampton know that they have to be able to beat teams like Watford at home. You're absolutely right. So, you and I disagree. So, Man City versus Sunderland. Is there even a point arguing? We know Man City's winning this game. Are we? Is there even like a...
Yeah, no, that.
Look, Sunderland, David Moyes has an amazingly difficult start in his first game for Sunderland.
Yeah, exactly. Go to Manchester and play City. Just, there's your first game. There you go, off you go.
It doesn't get much harder than this, but we all know Sunderland are like the expert at the Great Escape. Before the season ended, I thought Sunderland staying up, impossible after Allardyce left, but David Moyes, that's pretty much the kind of coach they need.
Yeah, yeah.
So, he's not going to coach England anytime soon, so there's that. So he might be able to stay for a few seasons, stabilize Sunderland, maybe even push them up to mid-table. Whoa. Is that like a bit too...
Well, that's getting going crazy, bro.
We love Sunderland fighting those relegation zone battles. What make those relegation battles intense and interesting. Like, you and I have been riding off Sunderland for seasons and seasons.
And it was like... And it's because they
and they keep doing a great escape from the last.
It's okay. They keep you think that they're too far behind, and then suddenly they just do, and then they're out of it. And you're like, How did you escape from that? That is, and
look, they're local rivals, man. Newcastle United are in the Championship, looking at them, going, "How did you do it?"
Yeah.
They still don't know. But yeah, I think you're right. Sunderland will lose this game, but I don't think they will do too badly. They might even finish comfortably mid-table because David Moyes has been buying well. He's bought a few players for Manchester United so far. Adnan Januzaj.
Paddy McNair and Donald Love, apparently.
That's right. Paddy McNair and Donald Love, and Adnan Januzaj is rumored to be going there on loan. And so he's basically sorted out a good bunch of young defenders for his defense. I really rate Paddy McNair. I hope to hell that Man United put a buyback clause in that contract, but I have a feeling because it's Mourinho that they did not.
Who knows about them? I mean, yeah.
So I don't know much about Donald Love. He played a few games. He did well enough, I suppose. Paddy McNair is a very good ball-playing defender. If he get in some weight, improves his athleticism, he could be a very, very good player. In that John Terry mold of defender who can play the ball and like has that good pass. So Sunderland and Adnan Januzaj is a fantastic player. He can be like the focus of an attack on the left-hand side.
Yes, exactly.
If he lives up to his potential, that's a big if.
That is a big if. I did watch him a few games last season for United, and you could see that he had potential. And that he was a really good player. He just, I don't know, he just didn't have a few things that you really need for being a top team. He just didn't seem to sometimes run it when he needed to pass it when he needed to run it, you know, that sort of thing. But playing with Sunderland, he'll be that sort of star player where it's not so big a problem that he does it wrong, because he's still going to be, you know, the star
Sunderland
player.
Sunderland is so a club that you can learn to make mistakes and make mistakes.
And he'll learn. He'll learn from it as well. And he's still in the Premiership, so he's still going to be playing these good teams. So he's going to get that experience. And he's going
That's
to learn
assuming, of course, Adnan Januzaj goes to Sunderland. That is not yet a done deal.
No, that is not a done deal.
But Manchester City have all... We will go into this later on, but Manchester City have bought so well.
Oh, yeah.
Pep looks like... What's that? The banning of the pizza. Genius.
Genius. He's a genius.
So, well, we agree easily. We might disagree by how many goals, but we agree that City have got this game and probably go top of the table with a big win against Sunderland.
I would think so, yeah. I think that's going to be a big win. There's the Sunday games.
Sunday games. We have our Bournemouth versus Man United. It's an away game for Man United, and United have lost to Bournemouth at Bournemouth before.
Well, Bournemouth have done pretty well at home last season, and I don't really see that changing. They did some really good jobs in
some
games.
This is where Mourinho shows what he's made of for United.
Yeah, see what he can do.
If United lose this game, it could put a big shadow over Mourinho's thing. And even a draw might not be enough, because there's a lot of pressure. He spent a lot of money in this offseason.
It's going to be difficult for him. He took a very good Chelsea there early last season to Bournemouth, and he lost there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting how he does here.
Yep.
That was one of those early stumbling blocks.
Absolutely.
It was a weird night, though. It was like a Wednesday night game or something weird like that game we played last year. So this one, it is a bit more normal, so maybe he might do okay.
I actually think, sneakingly, that'll be a draw.
I think that United will take that one, but it will be very close.
All right. So our next game is a potential fourth place playoff game. Arsenal, Liverpool. Not meaning that
I know.
At all.
Just,
because
They're good teams, yes.
Very good teams. Both Liverpool have bought and sold well, and this is potentially Arsene Wenger's last season at Arsenal.
Yeah.
He has not re-signed this. He's not re-signed his contract yet. He will renegotiate at the end of the season. He's like, "God, look, I'm going to see where I'm at and see what I want to do."
I do feel like we've gone through this with Wenger before, though. That will he stay or will he go? Will this be his last season or not? And
Well, we all know Wenger wants to go out with a win. I think that's going to be very difficult for him.
Yeah, that was last season, really, for him.
Yes, he missed a trick or two there. But who do you like in this? I think Emirates.
showing your age.
Showing my age, absolutely. I think, look, Arsenal opening up, they always tend to do poorly in their first game of the season. Liverpool are going to sneak in a win.
I actually think Liverpool too. Liverpool have done good transfers. They've got some decent players in. Arsenal have had good offers out there, but each of the good players they seem to be linked to seem to be also linked to someone else.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it always feels like those players want to go to Arsenal. If Arsene Wenger agrees to pay that money, they will go. Yeah. Look, maybe 20 years from now, we'll be saying that was a very good strategy by Arsene Wenger. They'd repaid all their debt. The stadium was owned. They had no mortgage, and Arsenal are amazing. And maybe, but at this point, we're kind of going, dude, you need to spend money. Otherwise, you're not going to be relevant.
Exactly. And so it just feels at the moment that Arsenal is sort of drifting their way through. Mm. And that,
I fully accept that they'll probably qualify for a UCL spot. I expect them to.
I mean, we say drifting their way through. They're drifting their way through in third and fourth each year.
Exactly,
I mean, it's not like they're...
We're not saying better. That they're going to be finishing mid-table or anything like that. No. Unless they have a horror season like Chelsea. I don't see Arsene Wenger doing that.
I don't see them having a horrible season like that. I could see them finishing outside the top four, but if four or five other teams had awesome seasons, where it was just one of those seasons where it was really close at the top. There was three or four teams that were in the running. You know, the top four spots were really hotly contested, which we have suggested this year might end up like that. There are quite a few clubs out there that could be in that running. I think we identified about eight of them that could be in the top four. So that's twice as many as there are spots. So it's possible that Arsenal will be there. But no, in that game, I think
Arsenal are going to find it tough to go to that fourth place spot. But one of the advantages they have is they are experienced at this level.
Yeah,
and they've not finished outside the Champions League spots for decades now. So.
Yeah, no, for quite some time.
So, okay. But we all agree Liverpool probably taking that game.
I actually think Liverpool too, yes.
Okay. Last final game, Chelsea, West Ham.
Yeah. At home.
At home. This is Conte's first test.
It is his first test, and it's not an easy test. It is West Ham. Local rivals. West Ham have been playing really well last year. They've been brought well in the off-season. Got good players on form.
That being said, I quite like Chelsea. I don't even think they're a little horse. They're maybe a medium to large horse in this race. They've been buying very well. It totally depends on how well Conte adapts to the Premiership.
Yes.
And the fact that he doesn't have to play in Europe is a big plus for him.
Yeah.
He can effectively ignore a lot of the cup competitions as well if he's smart and just try and focus on the league. Chelsea could win the league. I think that either Manchester City or Man United will win. I can't decide. Obviously my heart says Manchester United, and my head says Manchester City. But Chelsea are, I'm seeing them third. I can't see them be below third. I think they'll be, if they do finish third, they'll be competing for that championship until the last month of the season.
Yeah, I agree. My heart says we'll win it, but my heart says we'll win it every year.
Yeah.
My heart halfway through last year said we're still going to make a Champions League spot. That's how that goes. But I think you're right. I think, especially if there's a couple of defenders that Conte's after, if he gets those couple of young defenders, then yes, definitely.
They will not be available to play on Monday, but
no. But if we get...
do you like West? Do you think West Ham can sneak in a win at the Bridge? It's not the first time they will have done that.
It's not the first time they've done it. Yes, it's a possibility. No, I don't think it's going to happen. I think Chelsea, the players know what's needed. Conte spent the preseason. We didn't have the greatest of preseasons, but I think that Conte was trying things out and just making sure everybody, A, had a bit of game time. B, he got to see everybody play in different positions in different ways. And C, he was getting them back into the groove. And I felt that maybe last year we started very slack. We started very sluggish. There wasn't really a lot there. There seemed to be a lot of hangover from the previous season where we just cantered everybody and just absolutely blasted everything out. So I think Conte's been reasonably smart on it, the way I've read it and seen it. He seems to be trying to make sure everybody's at the right level. They've all got game time. At the same time, he's also had a chance to see everybody, see where they play well, and get them used to what he wants, how he wants to play his style. And so that they've won the last three games, I think it was, of the preseason against some Werder Bremen and Inter Milan, so reasonable teams. So I think he's managed to get the squad into a shape he likes, into the form he likes, and then ready to start the season. Which I felt that last year, that's perhaps where we were off the mark, is that we didn't really seem to come into the start of the season really to be at the start of the season.
Yeah.
We're both agreeing that Chelsea will win this.
I think Chelsea will win this as well. I think it'll be a close game, like you said. It might not be close in the scoreline, but it'll be close in the tactics.
I think so.
So I think Chelsea will just squeeze it in, and that's our look at the first weekend of wonderful football. Thanks very much for listening. We hope to see you next time.
See you next time.